Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, taking over for a little while for Joe Donahue. Vermont's Westin Playhouse Theater Company is turning 80, and their summer 2016 season boasts a lineup that includes groundbreaking partnerships, collaborations with major stars, and the Vermont premiere of one of Broadway's longest-running mega-hits. Producing artistic director Steve Stettler joins us now to tell us all about it. Steve, welcome back. Great to see you.
Thank you, Sarah.
So, tell us about this, the mission of this season.
Well, our mission for several years has been to celebrate the classics and nurture the new. We try to bring our audiences every year, now for 80 years, a combination of some of the great titles that people have always loved to see, and then some of the latest work that's just become available, sometimes literally for the first time on a stage. So this summer, we've got Man of La Mancha, which is one of the classics since the 1960s. We've got the first play that ever won a Tony Award, which is Arthur Miller's All My Sons. And then we've got Mamma Mia, which finally just became available after a long Broadway run. And one of the first hits off the off-Broadway scene, which actually started very near here, Murder for Two. We heard a few strains
we
from
did,
that.
Of the prelude leading from Murder
in.
For Two.
Exactly. And so much more. So on our three stages, counting our cabaret, we've got quite a festival to celebrate.
So how did you decide to start the main stage with Man of La Mancha?
Well, it's just one of those shows that we've always loved. I'll admit that my first summer at Westin as a college actor back in the 1970s, I was the first show that I was in was Man of La Mancha. And it's always been one that I love. Our audiences haven't seen it since 1994, so it seemed a good time to bring it back and in an anniversary year. Celebrate one of Westin's and perhaps the world's favorite musicals.
What type of staging interpretation are you taking with it?
Well, traditional, but in many ways trying to return even more to what it was originally intended to be. It was going back and reading the famous Brooks Atkinson review of the original Broadway production.
Uh-huh.
It was a kind of a groundbreaking show in those days because it was not the typical big chorus Broadway musical. It was, and really is at its core, essential storytelling for the stage. We have a rather simple environment of a Spanish prison, and into this prison is kind of ejected this strange figure of Miguel de Cervantes, who is an author and a tax collector and a bit of a dissident. And he and his servant are put there for some legal problems with the Spanish Inquisition of the time. And in order to try to survive and perhaps get out of the prison, but basically to get along with the other prisoners, they tell a story. And they involve the prisoners in telling that story so that it all comes out of a trunk and out of their imagination. And suddenly Cervantes becomes Quixote. And honestly, one of the greatest stories ever told. I think it's sold more than any other published book except the Bible. The story of Don Quixote and his quest for valor and the beautiful Dulcinea is set to music that, of course, we all know and love, from Impossible Dream to Dulcinea to Little Bird, Little Bird. As I say, it's really the essential theatrical story.
You have a cool collaboration around your production of Round and Round the Garden.
We
tell us about
do.
That.
It has been such a joy. Our neighbors in the arts at Northern Stage over in White River Junction, Vermont, and near at the Dorset Theater Festival in Westin, have co-produced one of the great comic trilogies, The Norman Conquest. Alan Ayckbourn, who just had a big hit recently in New York with more of his work, prolific playwright, written more than 80 great comedies. And this is kind of the quintessential British humor, what you might see any night when you turn on your PBS and watch it. And the idea of the Norman Conquest is, while there's an historical pun there, it's really about a randy librarian named Norman. And Norman is spending a weekend in a country house in England with a variety of relatives. And the interrelationships are complex and often very, very funny. And Northern Stage did the first of the plays back in April, May, called Living Together, and set in the living room of the house. Dorset is currently running, and don't miss it, the second, which will be Table Manners, set in the dining room. And come later July, Westin will show the third, which is called Round and Round the Garden, and you can guess where that's set. We have the same cast and the same design team throughout, although three different directors. And it's just building ahead of steam, and it's one of the best comedies you'll ever see.
And you mentioned, as you were leading up, Mamma Mia, which just closed on Broadway after running for years and years.
It's one of the top, you know, sellers on Broadway ever. And, of course, there was the great film with Meryl Streep and all. So we're one of the first theaters to get the rights to do our own production. Happy to kind of tell a more intimate version of the story, but obviously to celebrate that great ABBA music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the story of Don Quixote selling almost as well as the Bible, ABBA has sold better than almost anything except the Beatles and Michael Jackson and Elvis, I think. So great songs, great dance, a fun story set on a Greek island with mystery, romance, and dancing in the aisles by the time we finish.
That's what I was going to ask. Is the playhouse floor reinforced and ready for the audience to kick up their heels?
If we can survive floods, we can survive the dancing in the aisles.
And then celebrating an American master, All My Sons.
Yes, we've made a five-year commitment to, at least 5 years, to including some of the great American dramas. And Arthur Miller's All My Sons, unquestionably one of the best. We've just seen two Broadway revivals of two of his other great plays this year because it's the 100th birthday of Arthur Miller. So director Mary Robinson returns with a couple of fabulous Broadway actors, David Wall and Molly Regan, and a superb supporting cast in one of his greatest dramas, a play that's unfortunately more relevant than we would like.
It's so upsetting.
Today, dealing with personal responsibility and the relationship between individual decisions and society. Riveting piece, very strong cast, great director, wonderful way to end the summer, and we'll be bringing schools in as well, which we're always proud to do.
And your other stages season kicks off with Schoolhouse Rock Live.
This week, in fact, tomorrow. Schoolhouse Rock Live, not to be confused with School of Rock, which is also a wonderful show and currently running on Broadway. Schoolhouse Rock Live, some will remember, you're perhaps young enough to remember as well.
I am.
That back in the 70s, it was the commercial TV equivalent to Sesame Street. A father noticed that his son was not very good at his homework, but could literally repeat the lyrics to any rock song. And he thought, why don't I put the two together? So he commissioned a bunch of great composers, many of whom went on to fame, like Lynn Ahrens, who wrote Ragtime and Seussical. And they've written a series of great rock songs that teach you grammar and math and science and political science in the most joyful way. And our talented young company of musical theater undergrads perform this hour-long show at family-friendly times and prices.
And Dale Erlander Smith returns.
Oh, the great Dale Erlander Smith. Pulitzer finalist, Obie winner, an icon of the American stage now, is performing her latest one-woman piece called Forever. Most consider it, I certainly do, to be her finest work to date. Dale came to us in an artist retreat years ago. She brought her play Stoop Stories to us two summers ago. And this piece, which premiered on both coasts, finishing up at New York Theater Workshop last spring, mm-hmm. comes to Weston fresh from a national tour. And Dale is a real force of nature on and off stage. And it's a piece that you will not forget.
It's a fantastic opportunity to see her in the beautiful setting.
It really is, and in such an intimate setting, because it's a piece that's very much, again, about storytelling at its essence.
And Murder for Two.
And Murder for Two, which is just plain fun.
So fun.
Murder for Two is two guys, 13 characters, and one piano, we're saying. It is a musical comedy murder mystery. And the two performers act, sing, dance, play the piano. One of them plays the erstwhile detective in a murder, and the other one plays all 12 suspects.
Mm-hmm.
There's some audience interaction, although we promise we don't kill anyone in the audience.
Right.
And it'll be a little bit different every night. And again, just the joy of good theatrical storytelling and some delightful songs.
We were fortunate to feature that show when it was being developed at Adirondack Theater Festival.
Indeed.
And I will look up how long ago it was, but I'm sure it was longer ago than it feels like.
Yeah, it's
which
had
is what happens.
No, and it's had a, you know, bless Adirondack for the many shows they've helped incubate. It went on to a very long run in Chicago, then came to New York and a very successful off-Broadway run, then a tour, and now we're one of the first theaters in the country to get to do our own production. So we're taking some liberties and trying some new things with it. We know the authors, and they're delighted and hope to come up for it as well.
Sure.
And, it'll be a great romp to finish a wonderful summer.
And then the season also punctuated by cabarets. What does that add to the experience?
Well, you know, that has been a quintessential Weston thing. The cabaret is our after-hours foolishness that follows every main stage show except the last of the summer. Down in our 70-seat lounge, our young company and members of the Equity Company do a kind of Saturday Night Live music and skit hour or so. You can have your favorite drink or your late-night dessert. and kind of relax with us and get to know the company in yet another way. And it's a last year Yankee Magazine called it the perfect New England nightcap.
Agree. Seconded.
Indeed.
For more information about Westin Playhouse's season, visit westinplayhouse.org. That link will also be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Steve, it's always great to see you. Congratulations on another fantastic lineup.
Thank you, Sarah. We'll see you in Westin.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.